Welcome to Time with Faba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 8th, Saturday, 2019, day 159. Today's topic, prayer and the ministry of the word first. Administration follows. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 129, verses 1 to 8, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 to chapter 4, verse 34, Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 15, Proverbs 16, verses 26 to 27. Today's main passage, Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. In those days when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebrew Jews. Because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Today's Acts tells us how the apostles came into an awareness that their main focus should not be administration, not as managers, but to teach people to pray and the power of the word. They left those administration to those who have the gift to do that. This decision made the word of God spread and the number of people increased rapidly. Even more and more priests became believers. But when we take a look at a general phenomenon of the church worldwide, most pastors and Christian leaders put their focus on administration, complicated structure, and lots of meetings. On the other hand, most churches' weekly prayer meeting, if they have only very few people. There are lots of people when there are gathering of food and drinks, but limited people for those opportunities to learn God's word. Actually, what today's Acts records of the paradigm shift of the apostles' key ministry of prayer and the ministry to the word is what the ministry of time with Abba is doing. Each day, to use at least 1.5 hours to scribe the Bible, to learn from the Word of God, to pray and to practice how to pray through the Word of God, so that we can experience God with us and to witness the coming of a revival. May you be willing and able to live out prayer and the ministry of the Word first, administration follows, to experience God with us and to witness the coming of a revival, a big revival. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing and able to live out prayer and the ministry of the word first, and administration follows, to experience God with us and to witness the coming of a revival. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and direction have you received from Jesus today? Number two, what is your action to accomplish them? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about how today's message is so important to you and your family. May the Lord bless you.